This is your host, David Yanez, and you are watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you. And I'm so excited about what I'm about to announce. First of all, thank you. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for just being a part of what we do. Every week we put these things together, these shows. We put our igniter sessions. I hope you've been enjoying them. We put those together for the last segment, and then we do our teaching segments here, and we get the show ready, and we send it out to you, and we broadcast where you're watching it right now. And we're always excited. We're always praying. We're always grateful because we know God is always doing something with what we're putting together. In fact, the scriptures say, I believe it's in Ecclesiastes, it says, in the morning sow thy seed, in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether this or that will prosper or either both. So I've always had the attitude, I've always had the personality, and I've always had just the faith that every time that we turn on this camera, every time that I'm on the radio, every time that I'm preaching the gospel, every time I'm just sharing something to someone at the store or at the airport, that God will do something. I'm excited. I'm excited because I know that God is doing something for you. I know that God is changing things for you and moving things for you in a great way. I'm just glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to be a part of trying to move and do things for whatever the Lord will do. I trust Him. He'll do it. He'll make it happen no matter what, by faith. Can we all say it? By faith. In fact, this week we're going to be talking about the faith levels. There's four different faith levels or several different faith levels that I've studied the Word of God. I've seen different people in places where I've preached. I'm going to share some stories of that. But I've also, because there's so, the Bible says to stir up the gift that's within you. To stir up the gift that's within you. And I believe that faith is a gift at times because you have faith that God's given you, but then there's a faith that you can just believe God can do anything. And you have to get your level to that gift level of faith where you just believe that God will do anything for you. There's no faith, there's little faith, and some faith, then there's great faith. And we want to live on the great faith level, amen? We want to live on the great faith level because we know that God is doing something. When we have great faith, it's not going to be difficult to get the things that we need in when we need it. We're going to believe God's going to do it and God's going to change things. But the thing I was going to announce was my two guest hosts, Donald Rawlings and Pastor Malcolm Burton. They're going to be coming back to the studio. In fact, we're going to may do a makeshift studio for them. We're still on a temporary lockdown in most areas around the country and probably around the world, but Texas has opened it up a bit that we can move around, and they've opened some businesses and stuff, so we're able to bring them to the studio. Now, when we were in the lockdown, we honored it. I did all the shows myself, and my guest host, which usually hosts the show when I'm traveling, they usually host the show. If you start watching us back in February, you may have seen Donald. You may have seen Malcolm. In fact, this week, I'm going to do an igniter session with each of those guys, and you're going to see them on the air. We're going to talk a little bit of what they've done since this whole lockdown started and what God's doing in their life. And I have a very special, special guest friend who's talking about finances for you, Brother Gerald Davis, Dr. Gerald Davis, excuse me, and he's going to be able to minister and talk to you about the things of God as well. But I'm excited because we're going to be continuing on your station, bringing your shows 5 days a week, and my two friends are going to be jumping in and helping me so we can get through the broadcast out there as well. And I just think we're going to be bringing great content. They're going to be able to host a show when I'm not available. My travel schedule does take me out a bit to go do different things. So we have to believe that God is able to use brothers and sisters of faith. In fact, Ginger Usher is going to be coming back as well. We have to secure a time with her of what time we're going to do that. But we're going to believe God. We're going to believe God to do what he does. Amen. We're going to believe God to do what he does. And we're going to believe that these individuals, these people have great testimonies to share with you, great things of faith to share with you, great things that God will move in a great way when you hear testimonies. I'm trying to bring good friends of mine that I know that have, know the value of faith, that move in strong and miraculous ways as well, and that understand that God has given them something for you. Well, I believe that God is moving in a great way, and he's going to continue moving. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a scripture. You can look it up right now, Mark 4, 37 through 41. We're going to talk about a little no faith. I've been in many places where there's been no faith. I've been in many places when there has been no faith, and I've walked in, I've tried to preach, and not much happened. But I tell you what, in fact, last week I shared that to you. When we get back from the break, we're going to believe God. He's going to teach what I'm teaching you. I pray that you just mix whatever I teach you with faith. Amen. We'll be right back in just a minute. God bless.
Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148 for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite. So we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
God bless you. I'm Bishop George Bloom, a senior pastor of the Bethel Family Worship Center Church and host of Rejoice in the Word. And I want you to watch Rev Media. Rev TV. I'm a Rev. Some of you out there are Revs, and you need to be watching this most relevant network because some of the most provocative topics are going to be discussed right here. So, once again, Bishop George Bloomer, the Rev, telling you to watch Rev.
I want to welcome you to Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and let me get myself situated here. Praise God. And we know that God is doing amazing things. We know that God wants us to believe. But there's at times when you are in a place where there's little faith or no faith. And right now I'm going to talk to you about no faith. And let's read this. It's in Mark 4:37 through 41. So Mark 4:37-41. Let's do 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us go pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him. and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? That's an amazing, amazing statement by the Lord. These are people that are seeing miracles. These are people on the ship that have walked with him. These are people on the ship that understood what he was teaching. This was people on the ship that knew exactly where and how he was doing things. These were people that knew the power of God. They've seen miracles. They've seen signs, wonders. But yet, even when Jesus was asleep and he was just underneath in his compartment, taking a nap, and the storms happened, the faith. And these people that have seen great miracles, that have seen blind eyes open, deaf ears open, these people that have seen feeding of 5,000, freaked out. The faith left them. The faith left them. Now, I'm not using this example as something to say it happens with everyone, but I know that words, diagnosis, and stuff like that, diagnoses and stuff of diseases cause people to lose faith as well. It's a storm. It's coming to wreck and create havoc in your life, just like a storm is doing. It's coming to overtake, and it's coming to push you, your faith out. That's what sickness and diagnosis happens. It does that. I remember a family member of mine, and they had gone on and passed already, but they had a report that they had cancer. Now, their faith level was high. Their faith level was strong. Their faith level was moving. I mean, it was a faith level that they could possess the things that they needed basically daily. They lived a daily life that they needed God to provide daily to them. And what happened was they got this diagnosis. And when they got this diagnosis, the minute they heard cancer, the minute they heard the bad report, the very minute that they heard that death was coming, because that's what you think when you get cancer. Death is coming. It's going to be a short time, or it's going to be not too long of a time when death will come. They got the report. Their faith level went. And no more than a year, at least, not even a year passed since they got this report. The first thing they said was, I don't want to die. That's the first thing they said when the doctor told them, I don't want to die. Their faith left them. From that day, I don't care how many scriptures the person read, I don't care how many times they laid on the floor and cried before God, they already felt they weren't going to win. No faith. When no faith hits, and I'm not judging anyone, I'm not telling anyone that's out there, when you get a report and you cry and you get upset, that it doesn't, that you're not going to be healed. But in this situation, I knew the person. And I went and I talked to them and tried to encourage them. And this is just before the healing ministry really took off in my ministry. This is probably 2 years, 3 years before it. And I remember that look on that face. I can never forget that look on that face. That look that they hoped that God would heal them. They knew that God could heal them. And that they wished, that they wished, that they wished that God would heal them. Now, those three things are good. But none of that is faith. You got to believe that God will heal you. I don't care what kind of report you get. I don't care what kind of things come at your life. I don't care what kind of diagnosis you get. You have to believe that God will heal you. You have to believe that God would do something for you. Just let's counterbalance that. Let's go ahead and talk about someone else that was barely a believer. In other words, he said the sinner's prayer, but he never followed. He got the diagnosis from his doctor that he had stage 4 cancer and that he had to go home, and he was not able to service him anymore because he needed to go prepare himself to die. That's exactly what the doctor told him, that he had to go and prepare himself to die. Now, this man, very little faith, because he barely walked into the kingdom. He ain't seen nothing grand, nothing big. He ain't seen miracles and healings and blind eyes and deaf ears. He's probably read about some of that, if he's even read the word. But you know what? That's okay. God is able. It only takes a grain of a mustard seed of faith, is what we've seen in the word of God. Amen. And so this man went out there, and he was, he went and got, he came to my service that I had. I had a service over there in, where was it at? It just out of Sugar Land. I believe it was out of Sugar Land, outside of Sugar Land, at a hotel in Sugar Land, Texas. And we're having one of these hotels, they're having the, was it called the Breakfast of Champions, Full Gospel Businessmen Association. One of their chapters, one of the regional chapters, were having their meeting. And I went over there to take part of it and be the minister. And at the end of the service, he wanted prayer, and I prayed. When I looked at him, he looked like he had just been through the ringer. But the word that I preached that day was mixed with faith. The word that I preached that day in that hour was mixed with faith. He was able to take the very words that I preach, the very words that I spoke, and mix it with faith. And I share testimonies of India. I mean, those were the testimonies I was mainly sharing, of people getting healed. I think I talked about creative miracles, how God can do anything, and when you put faith behind it. So as I spoke about these things, he came to me and at the prayer time, and he said, told me everything I just told you about the diagnosis. And then he said, but I believe that God can heal me. So I went over there, and I laid hands on him and believed with him, prayed for him. And maybe 4 days later, it was during the week, that was on a Saturday morning, it was during the week, Tuesday or Wednesday, that he went back to the doctor and said, I want you to check me again. The doctor said, I sent you home to die. How many have had that report? I sent you home to die. He said, no, I'm going to live in Jesus' name. He went over there. So this man, he was probably about mid-30s or 40s, and he just went over there and he said, nope, I want to get tested again. So the doc says, your money. He went and tested him one more time. As he tested him a second time, as he put together the results and talked to him again and again, he found out, and I had this on a text. It came to me, this whole message came to me on a text, this next part here, that he had no more cancer, that his body had been healed, that God moved in a mighty way and healed him from cancer. So there's a difference of how you receive the message that you get from the doctors. Now, this is for someone out there. This is what God has drawn out. There's a way that you handle yourself when a message hits. You know, the Bible says it's okay to cry, but joy returns in the morning. In other words, it's okay to cry and to doubt and wonder what's going to happen. But you know what? You got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off. You got to be strong in faith. You got to say, God, I know you can do this. You got to say, I believe that you still can heal me. And you got to trust God. You have to trust God that he will. And God will when you truly believe and say, God, I know that you can do it. I know that you can do it. Now, I know a lot of people say, we always keep saying truly believe. Where is that founded? That's found when the teaching of Jesus, when he teaches them about the plant, that a fig tree, that he commanded it to die and wither away. And then his disciples got all excited and said, Lord, look at this. You went over there and caused this thing to die. I remember you just spoke and it happened. And Jesus said, don't you know the power of your words? That your words have power. That if you spoke to this mountain, commanded it to be cast into the sea, and if you believed, and then you do that in the Amplified version, you check it out in the Amplified version, and it says, if you truly, really believe, it will happen. It will happen. That is what God does. That is what God does. Well, anyway, this man got healed, and let me finish this before we go. This man got healed. This man got healed from cancer, and his fathers told the person that was standing beside me that he would receive Jesus only if God healed his son. And he was an older man. He was an old man. And guess what? He gave his heart to Jesus because his son got healed of cancer. Those are some things that Jesus does when we look at the storm that comes in our lives, the trouble that comes in our lives, and we don't react with no faith because Jesus is with us. And we act with faith. It just takes a little bit of faith, a grain of a mustard seed. And if we truly believe, God will do something with it. He will.
All right, we're going to be right back with a wonderful, wonderful Igniter session. I hope you're blessed with it. I'll be teaching you an Igniter session in just a second. God bless.
Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
Hey, amigos. You're watching Rev Media TV. Don't blink.
To Pure Fire School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Pure Fire School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God.
Hi, this is David Yannis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military, and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it that has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite, so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast.
Hi, I'm Robert Sledden. I'm here on Rev Media TV, and I want to encourage you to take time out of every day to listen to some of the interviews and the teachings and be a part of this great ministry. Your time with them is not wasted time. It's an investment in your life and in your future. Something good will happen to you when you feed upon the Word of God, and this ministry will do that for you every day.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. And right now, we are in the Igniter of Faith session. I pray that God moves you, encourages you, and does amazing things. During this session, we like to talk about miracles, healings, things that God has done amazingly, and we shared it in testimonial form. I'm kind of like God's sportscaster here. I just highlight what's going on, tell you what God's doing, tell you the amazing work that God has done out there in the field, and there's many of those testimonies here in my book, Igniter of Faith. But for today, I want to talk to you about Yuki. Yuki is a good friend of mine. Every time that I'm on the islands and the big islands of Kona,
of Hawaii, and I'll go visit and preach in Kona. She's usually singing there or playing the music. One of the services, I really needed someone to help me pray for those that were the ladies, pray for the ladies there. And so I approached Yuki, and she was like, no, I don't want to do it. But I kind of dragged her along, and she helped, and people were getting healed. Well, God did a special miracle for her. Let's hear what she has to say.
Aloha, my name is Yuki, and Dr. Yanez, last time when he was here, prayed for me, and now I have a testimony, God's miracle. I had psoriasis really bad on my hands, and I was kind of self-conscious about it, you know, and I thought, oh, I'm trying to always hide my hands. But as you can see, God healed me. My skin is all back to normal. And so I want to give him praise and glory.
And you were called to the front to help pray for the people, right?
Yes, I was called to the front to pray for the people so that on ladies, I would put my hand on, you know, wherever Dr. Yanez wanted me to put, and then he'll put his hand over my hand. And even at that time, I was kind of self-conscious. Oh, I wonder if they notice my redness and all the, you know, flaky skin. But as you can see, the Lord healed me completely. And this is something, it's psoriasis, called psoriasis. And doctors told me that there's no cure. But as you can see, Jesus healed me. There's nothing that he can't cure.
Isn't that an amazing testimony? That God took this hands and made them whole. That God took this neck and made it whole. There was no more psoriasis on this woman's body. Never even asked for prayer. Never even walked up and said, please pray for me. But yielded herself, even though she was uncomfortable, even though she did not feel like she wanted to be used by laying hands on hands, embarrassed about her hands, God used her. And then when she got home, guess what? Washing those hands, looking at the mirror, looking at her hands, not only was the psoriasis gone, but the scars were gone. Many of you out there have a lot of scars. God can take them all away. Many of you have a lot of sicknesses. God could take them away. It's an amazing thing that God could touch our sister Yuki all the way in the Hawaiian Islands. He can touch you here, wherever you're at. God can do that possible. There's no limits of time and space. God can do it wherever and whenever. Let's continue to believe. Amen. All right. Well, I pray that ignites your faith, and I hope that you continue watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.